Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This afternoon, Bostonians are putting together care packages for troops overseas and for veterans in need. It's part of a day of service to commemorate the 14th anniversary of 9/11. The remembrances began in the Boston Public Garden this morning. WBUR's Fred Tice was there.
God bless America.
As families of the 206 Massachusetts victims of the 9/11 attacks gathered in the public garden, one relative told another, "It never gets easier." Another replied, "What a waste." Among those at the wreath laying in the early morning rain were the siblings of Mark Bavis, who grew up in Roslindale. Bavis was on his way to Los Angeles, where he worked as a scout for the LA Kings, when United Airlines Flight 175 was crashed into the South Tower of New York's World Trade Center. The families were not the only ones present at the memorial. That fateful morning, Tom Gardella had been near that same spot.
And I was walking through the park right here at the Public Gardens on my way to work at Mass General, and I overheard someone on the phone relating that the second tower had just gone down.
Gardella says he's come back for most of the September 11th since.
Susan McElhaney McKay.
The rain brought the ceremony for the reading of the Massachusetts names inside to the House chamber at the State House.
And my lovable, funny, very funny brother, Ariel Lewis Jacobs. 14 years is way too long to be without you.
Ariel Jacobs and his new bride were expecting a child. He worked for a British online financial services company and was attending a conference at Windows on the World in the North Tower of the World Trade Center. A slideshow with photos of the 206 people from Massachusetts who lost their lives that day brought two things into focus: how young so many of the victims were and how many loved to be in the mountains and seacoast of their New England. Every year, an award is given in memory of Amy Sweeney, a flight attendant aboard American Airlines Flight 11. She was 35 years old when she contacted the airline to give a description of five hijackers and where they had been sitting. She continued to provide details of the flight until it crashed. The award is given for civilian bravery. This year, an immigrant won the award. Albeiro Gomez was driving a limousine when he suspected something was wrong in the back seat. State police had been on the lookout for his limo and stopped it. Gomez did not know this, but the man in the back seat was kidnapping the woman and child with him, and at that moment, the man flashed a gun. Gomez lunged over the seat and grabbed the weapon. During the struggle, the woman and the child escaped.
Quisiera dedicar este reconocimiento a mi pequeña familia.
I would like to dedicate this award ceremony to my beloved family.
Mi esposa y dos hijas, que muy pronto van a estar conmigo aquí en Estados Unidos después de muchos años de espera.
I would like to dedicate this to my wife, to my two daughters, that after waiting for so many years, they will be able to be here with me in the United States of America all together as a family.
The announcement of an immigrant family about to be reunited in Worcester on a day thousands of people remember when their families were torn apart. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.